Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thank you so much to Johan Els. We really appreciate it. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you, Johan Els. And of course, I trust you are going to have a well rest, you know, in this beginning of the summer, along your paths there. And continue to be the blessing that you are and the voice of courage and goodwill to multitudes of people across the Calabar. Let me say that again. Across the Calabar, you are projecting so much goodwill, and may the Father continue to use you abundantly. For our land needs peace, even as we speak. Right, let me start with Mabongi Mabaso in the beginning there.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And again, I say thank you to Johan Els, man. Thank you. What an honor to take over from him. The Joyride, I always call his programs, man, because so many people are filled with joy. Okay, those who talk to me, and very unlikely people, you know, who would comment on a show on Radio Pulpit. Yeah. Anyway, we have our guests, and we have Muruti Karabomraka is on the line, and of course also we have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is also on the line in Vanderbilt Park, Pastor Samuel Kabamba, and in Dwellsboom we have Muruti Karabomraka. Let me welcome first Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Greetings to you. Welcome, Professor.
Yeah, thank you very much, and greetings to all of you. And greetings to Muruti Muraka, greetings to all our listeners, and it's so beautiful day and beautiful evening. And we thank the Lord for whatever he's doing, and we believe that tonight we shall have a wonderful time of talk based on the scriptures.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Muruti. If you say it's a beautiful day, I believe you. It means it's not cold. I know you and cold don't mix.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. And we have also Muruti Karobraka. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome, sir.
Yes, greetings to you, my brother. Greetings to my brother, Sam Kabamba, as well as the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you very much for welcoming us. And yeah. We, like Muruti Kabamba, really are looking forward to the Holy Spirit's guidance tonight.
I trust you're well, though.
I'm well, thank you.
Good to hear. Good to hear. You know,
And are you well, too?
Yes, I am. I am well. I have recovered quite well. Last week was very hectic for me, hey? But I was on air, and you couldn't tell. I was with you on air while sick. Yeah, but I'm fine now. I'm pretty fine. Well, absolutely
thank
fine.
God for this.
Yeah. Actually, I went back to running on Thursday. The way it was, it's Wednesday, I was becoming better. Then I went back to my 11 kilometers, 14 kilometers every day up to today.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's
really.
Yeah, it's a recovery of note. Now, tonight, we are talking about true reverence. Ugwemesaba ngempela nangokweqiniso uNkulunkulu. true reverence ukumhlonipha tsabo poifo ya mudimo ya nete ri bua ka seku ka cheko. And we are touching base on scripture, as Pastor Sam had said, that let it be a talk that is based on scripture. Now, I have heard many people, okay, when I was growing up in the streets of Atteridgeville, there's an Anglican church, Mo Ramushu Street, Mola. And then there was this man, Murutitsebe. And we called him Murutitsebe. He was a community worker. Very much so an intellectual, a theologian, a Christian, I think. And as I went on to high school looking at this man, I saw people were calling him actually Reverend. Then I had to check what is the conception of reverence if one is ascribed that kind of adjective. And then I realized that it is someone that is respectable in the community pending what he is doing. Now, into contact with Yahushua HaMashiach, Christ himself. Now, I start to learn about true reverence. All those years ago, I learned about true reverence. I hear people preaching Chauke Street there. There's a guy called Abel. Brother Abel was an evangelist. He was preaching so much. I still blame the community of Salbonside as to why they didn't take care of him. You know, in terms of seeing the attacks that were happening, there was a massive revival there. Okay, others have gone through. Muruti Jani, Conquerors Through Christ. I mean, Muruti Sbia, the Archbishop. I mean, yeah, well. Oh, plus Muruti Mraka is with us on the line. You know, others have really held on. And they have really held on to the notion of true reverence. Along the way, they didn't lose it. They continued to show the people what it means. And then when that revival started to dissipate, and the people of note, those who were going to Flavius Mareka, my sister who was Sinkosi, I mean, you know, they left. They left the country. And then we started to see a deterioration of faith to an extent, massively so. Even though that the movement of young people dissipated and was disbanded, and they actually, I think we need to write an article on this one, Muruti Mraka, where massive numbers of people started to become slack, and there were infiltrations into the churches, and then it is when now we are youths. There were infiltrations of sex, infiltrations of alcoholism, drugs, scamming people, and all those kinds of things. It's when we came in, we started to see that. The notion of true reverence started to dissipate quite greatly, and one had to start afresh. And amongst many things that I had seen, okay, I've seen others who had done quite well. Prophet Zabane has done quite well. He's still standing even today, you know. And the notion of teaching about true reverence had become something that had been left somewhere in the backseat. Then everyone was starting to teach about their church movements and how the Father had given them a vision. So, people were no longer following Christ because of the reverence they have gained through him unto the Father. People were following denominations because of the vision they had grown to revere, which is upon the church. And hence now the devil was able to scam again. I'm using that word again. Was able to scam the visions. And then people started to compete along visions. And there was less emphasis about the Christ and the holiness that is a conduct which should be exuded through us, which is an indication of reverence. That went away to a great extent. I don't know now. I have not been, you know, looking at the church in Attridgeville that much. I don't know now. I don't know now. But I saw many churches. But I also saw many people who are caught up in alcohol who were believers. This past weekend, I was there. Now, what challenges me is somewhat somehow that we are kicking the notion of divine reverence, true reverence unto the Father, into the curb. And what we are doing is mostly talking about conceptualizations of mannerisms. It's either mannerisms of worship and stuff, or mannerisms of church going, church planting, the philosophy of Christianity, rather than the true word that would bring the faith of reverence. When people hear that word, the faith of reverence will develop. We see quite less of that. And when you look into the word, you would see that it speaks about respect for the Elohim, respect for Yahuwah, respect for him. And in Exodus 3, verses 5, he says, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." It means, therefore, respect my presence. Respect where I am. Respect where I am manifesting a presence, a contact with you. Heaven. And awe that is ascribed for the Elohim. And then in Joshua chapter 5, verses 15, then the commander of the Elohim's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandals off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. Now, the very notion of this is reverence for the presence of the Father. And I want to put it in this manner. And I put myself also on the block in that, do we know, and if many people would say, "Hey Ray, we need to correct you there," I will be happy. Since the advent of Christ, the presence of the Father is seen everywhere. And we know here it has been like that. That's why they say omnipresent. But the Father in all instances is making people aware of his presence. Whether in a suburb, in a squatter camp, in a farm, in a dorpy, in a city, in a mega city, wherever, the Father is making his presence known. You will find people praying. You will find people communing with him. You will find people hearing from him. You will find people taking instruction from him. But I don't know when it comes to us, as citizens of this land, believers, are we showing the people that, look, in everything that you do, which is contrary to the Father's righteousness, which is abominable to the Father's righteousness, may the Father forgive us. Anything that is abominable, do you realize that you are doing it right in front of the Father? And then when he says, "Take off your sandals, it's what you wear, your culture, your race, your gender, your accolades, your titles, it can be your achievements, your money, your wealth, your status. Mm. Those can represent your sandals. And because we basically do not take these things off from us, we don't see the presence of the fire. We don't see the holiness of his presence amongst us. And we can't project that to the people because we ourselves do not revere that. We just respect our visions. I was looking at this other documentary prior to coming here, just in passing. And the title of that documentary is Why the Chosen Ones Are Coming Out of Churches. It startled me. It's easy to say rebellion and whatever, but it startled me that someone is aware, or some people are aware of this. Then I look at the viewership and I see it runs up to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And I've come to realize that we have been wearing our sandals, our roles, our prides, our egos to such an extent that we have elevated ourselves in the ladder of our own reverence that it becomes difficult for us to give the Father the glory. It's just an observation. It's just a foreword, something that I see. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Reverence. Respect. Reverence. When the word spoke, everyone paid attention. Now, we don't. The people we give platforms to will not be Sam Kabamba. Sam Kabamba will only have two or three viewers. And he's the one speaking the truth. And the one that is speaking irreverence will be getting all platforms. Mm-hmm. All platforms he will be getting. We live in such a time. We live in such a world. We need to deal with this in the rightest of ways. And teach again about reverence. This is my perspective. Our guests will come with their own perspectives and speak as to how they feel about this. They may differ from me. It is okay. We sharpen one another. And I also am learning.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 Media Moi, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, man. I've seen gospel festivals. I've seen revivals. I've seen music services. I've seen worships. And I've heard people saying, oh, this was just great. And it was just sentimentalism. I've seen manifestations of wickedness in gospel concerts, massive concerts, and I've seen the devil awarding Grammy Awards to gospel artists for distorting the reverence to the Most High. And this in itself has become one of the things that has been bugging me to quite an extent, to say, hey, it looks like we are treading on dangerous ground here. It's a fearful thing to trifle in the hands of the Most High. Muruti Muraka, what comes to mind when we speak true reverence, sir?
Thank you, my brother. I believe you have actually really opened it up in the manner that it is. If we go back to the beginning, when Eve was tricked by the snake, that was the first act of irreverence, not acknowledging the superiority of God.
Mm.
Because you see, she had been told basically by Adam that God had said they must not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of fineness and wickedness. And when the enemy said to her, is it so? Okay, she answered in how she understood. But then when the enemy said, it is not so, you will not die.
Mm.
There, it was a contradiction of the one who is superior. And entertaining the enemy, it was just the beginning of showing irreverence, not being reverential towards God and saying, get behind me, Satan.
Mm.
Get behind me, serpent. And of course, also Adam, who knew very well what the commandment meant, because it was given to him directly.
Mm.
He also displayed irreverence. Mm. By eating. And this has made every human being to be born with this irreverent tendencies. There's only one human being who was never born with this irreverent tendencies, and that is the Messiah. So the reason that he came was to help us with this. Yes, irreverence goes along with sin. Mm. But irreverence is not initially an act. It is an attitude. Mm. When we have an attitude of not reverencing the true living God, then we are not participating in true reverence. True reverence is venerating the true living God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, alone and no one else. True reverence will entail true worship. In other words, submitting wholly in attitude and behavior to the one who is superior. And when we say true, we are only meaning you, Deva, there. We don't mean anyone else, because human beings have got in them the propensity of reverencing. We can't run away from that. We venerate things. When someone is so good in what they do, whether it is singing, whether it is acting, whether it is playing sport, we venerate them. We even call them directly and clearly, this is my idol. Because in us, we have been made that way, that we should reverence. Now, when we reverence any other except Yudevave Elohim, we are practicing false reverence. Mm. False reverence is actually doing that and being in an attitude that we have been born to be in, yet the object of our obeisance or the object to whom we pay homage is not the true living God. Our reverence may be authentic, but be not true. Authentic because it's not made up. When people are crazy about their team, that they will do all kinds of things, like wear paraphernalia, go to lengths to go to the places where their team is playing, and be prepared to fight if somebody says anything against their team. That is authentically reverent, but it is false because it is not directed toward Yudhavati. So, as one has said, the false reverent entered in the garden and has been given to human beings from generation to generation. And when Yudhavade called people, first of all, like when he called Abraham, one of the things he was aiming at is to restore true reverence by taking somebody who has been born in reverence that is not correct and then teaching them step by step. So when we look at Genesis right up to Malachi, we are looking at the doctrine in which the Father is teaching us true reverence. And when the Son came, he said, my doctrine is not my own. It is of the one who sent me. And if anyone will believe, they will realize that it is not my own and it is authentic. It is of the Father who sent me. So, if we are to learn true reverence, we have to follow the Messiah, take what he has taught us, and imitate how he has walked, because in that way, we will be walking in true reverence. Now, let's hear what Abraham says in Genesis chapter 20, verse 11. And Abraham said, why I said, surely there is not the reverence of Elohim in this place, and they will slay me because of my wife. You see, Yudhavade had already started teaching him true reverence. And he could see when he came to the place of Abimelech and the others that they are not like him. And actually, he feared and said to his wife, "Say you are my sister," which factually was not necessarily wrong, but it was not true because he was not honoring the father who had made Sarah his wife. And he therefore lied and did not speak the truth. So one can see, although he knew about true reverence, the reverence of Yudhavave, he was still not yet there at that juncture. He was still learning, but he was still falling short of it because he could even lie, trusting in himself, trusting in his strategy, trusting in his ways that he could keep themselves protected. I'm just showing that it was there at the beginning, the true reverence. And if we read the scriptures, going and seeing how Elohim dealt with Israel and taught them numerous commandments, which all of them, if you look at them, they were speaking to this thing of reverence as well. Let us go to Leviticus chapter 18 and see something there. Leviticus chapter 18, and let's read in verse Leviticus chapter 17, verse 20, verse 17 as well. It says this: the nakedness of a woman and her daughter shall thou not uncover. Her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter shall thou not take to uncover their nakedness, for they are your king's women. It is an act of irreverence. So you see, when he was giving them the commandment, he was again teaching them what is to be truly reverent. Many of these commandments, when he gave them, he would say, "You would not do this, you would not, for I am Yudhavate, your God." In other words, some of them, you are not doing them for the next person. You are doing them because you are reverencing Yudhavate as the superior one, as God. So you go that way. You see when they are taken to exile and so forth, even in Jeremiah, in Lamentations, in Ezekiel, in Hosea. I mean, these are the prophets where when you read, you find that again there, it will talk about them being in the situation that they are in because of irreverence. In other words, departure from true reverence, from being a reverent of the Holy One of Israel. I said when I started that it includes true worship. Not only that, it also includes the fear of Yudhavave. And when you opened, you talked about him being a consuming fire. If one could, just for the sake of understanding, would say there are two sides to Yudhavave. Of course, it's not that way, but for the sake of understanding, the one side would be kindness. the kindness of Yudevave towards us, towards human beings, is beyond description. It is something, his compassion, his mercy, his kindness is such that it cannot be compared with anything. No one can outdo Elohim when it comes to kindness. However, there's another side. If we do not reverence him, if we take him as, you know, light and in fact despise him, we are going to see another side, which is a destructive side. And the scriptures are teaching us that that destructive side has been reserved for his enemies, and actually his enemies really being the snake, the ancient snake, Satan himself and his angels. Human beings were not meant to be his enemies. Even those that will end up facing this terrible, terrible side of God, which no one can face and get away with, it will be because they refuse to understand that it's important to yield to him. Because even in exercising true reverence, we don't exercise it by our own ability. We come to him to receive grace, which is the ability in our weaknesses, the ability of God to enable us to do what he commands to do. So, it, as I say, it entails true worship, but it also entails the fear of Yudhevadhe. Right. And I want to close by saying this, my brother. The one thing in our modern times which shows that we do not understand true reverence is some references to him, like the man upstairs. The boss up there. Those kind of languages are revealing of our attitude towards Yudhevave, who said to Moshe, take off your sandals, for where you stand is holy ground.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. If you just tuned in and you're wondering what we're talking about, we are talking about true reverence. Poifo ya mudimu ya niti ukumesaba unkulunkulu ngokweqiniso. We're talking about that. Kushukutin. Do we still see that amongst ourselves? Or it is just something that becomes a topic for discussion, but not actually a way of life, a philosophy, Muruti Muraka says, an attitude. Now, we are talking about that. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can send us as many WhatsApps as you can. Thank you, Maria Timpe, there. I see Maria Timpe Mguni. Thank you so much. I see the Lavona. I see the messages there that are coming through via WhatsApp. Send them via WhatsApp. It's 0826572729, and tell us how you feel about this very aspect and topic we're talking about of true reverence.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Take a deep breath in the midst of a busy day. Download our app and listen anytime, anywhere. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
True reverence also implies respect and awe for the Elohim and everything that he stands for. Job chapter 4, verses 40. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Reverence implies that. And then when Job starts to speak to the Most High, he speaks like that. Just like also Isaiah spoke like that. This reverential fear, which is the beginning of wisdom, is just amazing. And how it goes together with obedience and how it influences our conduct. Oh. It's one of the most amazing things. Now, when you look at Psalms chapter 4, verses 4, be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Reverence the Father. I'm saying this because of the exposition of kindness which Muruti Muraka has alluded to concerning the Father. And the Father is telling us not to sin even when we're offended, when we feel that we can take action, you know, when we feel that we can win this case. Just meditate within your heart for His kindness, His goodness, His forgiveness, and be still. Let the quietness, the Father's peace be upon you. That would be reverence. Yeah. Pastor Sam, what comes to mind?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. And it's a wonderful topic, really. And Muruti Muraka just said quite a lot of things. And they also alluded a lot of things that we needed to really hear and understand. When it comes to reverence, you know, I love what Muruti Muraka started with. It took us a bit from the beginning because the whole debate has been from the beginning, yes. Who has to get the reverence, who has to be, obeyed, because we talk in terms of reverence, we see obedience as well, we see deep respect, we see consideration, we see following instructions as it should. Mm. Now, you see, from the beginning already, there was a battle. But the battle was a battle to whom we have to, human had to respect or to follow or to obey.
Yes.
And it started already there. And we see that Adam and Eve, they fell from what was assigned to them. Mm. Now, when you come to reverence, first of all, I'll say that it has to do with knowing the Father, knowing Him deeply and understanding Him from whatever angle that you might find yourself, from whatever angle that you might call upon Him. Mm. You need to come to a place of understanding and knowing Him, because all that we do toward Him, it depends on the knowledge that you have toward Him.
Yes.
Now, you said something about... Some people say the man upstairs. Some people say, the dude up there.
Right.
Some use whatever name they can use. But the question is, do they understand who they are dealing with? Mm. And I love the way the Father made it, because the Father introduced the Son, and the Son made us know the Father. And He could not use another avenue, because nobody could explain or could introduce or express the Son as Himself the Father could. And that already
has given him a place whereby whoever understands him, when he approach him, he won't approach him with a human kind of understanding, will approach him with that awe, that fear, that respect, that understanding that all my life starts here and ends here. Now, you know, when the Messiah had a conversation with the crowd, telling them that yesterday, or you came for food and this, but today there will be no food. Today you'll eat my flesh and you'll drink my blood. Mm. And the Bible say that in the book of John 6, the Bible says that the people were with him, all of them left him. Even the people who were called disciples, they left him. And he turned to the 12 and said, why don't you go as well? And Peter said, where can we go? You have the word of life. Already, by Peter saying that, he acknowledged that him was not like anybody. He was not just any master. He was the one who could produce life in them. That means when you come to reverence, you reverence someone that you see that is your source, and from him you get your being. Mm. And that these people understood, and us as well, for us to worship or to revere our God or to have that reverence on a deep level, we need to understand that without him, we are nobodies. Mm. Without him, we cannot stand. And from there, we start now, we start coming to him with that sense of awe, that sense of deep respect. Because, you know, it's not just any being, but he is the creator of heaven and earth. He's the creator of who we are. He can decide today. You know, you mentioned that Job. Job got to a place whereby they asked him, even the wife of Job asked him to curse Elohim so that he may just die. And Job came to that place and said, no, you do not understand. You're speaking like foolish. You don't know the God that I'm following. You don't know him. If you knew him, you could not even advise me the way you are advising me. Because, see, the way we approach God, the way we know him, it will determine how far we're going to go with him and how far we're going to revere him, how far we're going to worship him, how far we're going to obey him. Because today we're having a problem in our churches because most of our people are not taught. They do not know the Father. But instead, they know maybe many things about him, but they don't know him. They can come for the food we can give, for the multiplication of the bread, for the multiplication of the fish, for the healing that you can give to here and there. But the essence is not the healing, because someone might be in the bed, in the hospital bed, is dying. But you are telling him, deny your God. You say, I cannot deny him. Mm. It's not the sickness that is making him, that can make him to deny him. Because it is that deep sense of understanding of who he is. You say, even if I can go now, I know I did not lose anything. My life is not wasted because of this God. Now, you see that this is an issue today whereby even when you come to our services, churches, assemblies, we're having a problem because we don't assemble anymore based on the understanding of whom we are meeting. We assemble based on some other interest. People can come to church because Sunday they don't have anything to do. People can come to church because they want to see sister so and brother so. And then we end up by having a gathering of a mixture, not a gathering of the saints. Because the Bible says, when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in their midst. That means when God shows up, when Elohim shows up, the glory can only go back to him. That means when he fills the temple, not even the priest could continue serving. Everything was just down. That means everyone needs to go flat. Because the glory of God was so much so that nobody could just do whatever he feels that he can do. But guess what? Today, do we see that reverence? are people still, having that sense of awe? That the sense of awe that was with the disciples, the apostles, the Bible says, as they gather together, they spend time together, and they eat together, they share the word together, they pray together, and there was that sense of awe, and the fear of God was seen by everyone, and the presence of God was manifested, and we see healing, not the fabricated ones, not the fake ones, not the stage ones, but the real miracles were taking place. Why? Because people were gathering in the name of Elohim. And at that moment, respect was there. And you know, today I ask myself a question: why people don't die anymore? Like Ananias and Sapphira. Mm. Ask my question: say, hey, these people, they lied, and they died. But how many people are lying today in church, but they're still standing? It means those gathering, God is not there. Those getting the Father is not part of it, because Ananias and Sapphira, they did not die before Jesus, they died after Jesus. I mean, it was the sense of awe, the sense of respect that could come from the people come together that will make God act in a such a way that anyone who comes, and if you want to say something or do something that is not right, there was a consequence. But today, no, people can do whatever they want to do. Pastors can stand on the pulpit criticizing other pastors. I heard one pastor saying that he called some people, he prayed for them so that they may go and trick and trap another pastor. And he's saying plainly in front of his church, saying that I have a superior spirit. And I wanted to know if that man is got the spirit, if he served the true God. And I sent this man to go and trick him so they may fall into my trap. And that other man, of so-called man of God, he fell into the trap. And I didn't say, okay, fine, now you are bragging, standing in front of the pulpit, in front of the people that we could call the people of God. And you are saying how you sent people, you prayed over them. I don't know which prayer you make and to whom you address that prayer. And those people had to go and trick another man of God, and that man of God fell into the trap, and you are standing bragging about it. And they said, no, here the fear of God, the reverence is no longer there. Because I believe if the reverence was there, when that man was speaking, yeah, he could just fall under under the power of God if God was in the midst. But you know what? As Muruti said, I'm going to end by that, by saying, today, churches have become people's property. Mm. Has become people's, legacy, whatever. It's their property, their things. That means we just mention the name of God, because God would never say, hey, don't mention my name. But we mention him for what end, for what purpose. That's where we start seeing that the reverence of God is not there, because where two or three are gathered in my name, only though two or three, they get and they ask for anything, I will answer. That means when they come together and they have that reverence from the Almighty Father, I don't see what will be impossible to them. But today, what do we see? We can see that we have too many gatherings that do not produce result, because people don't revere the Father.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much there, Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And of course, we are talking about the very notion of true reverence, what it is even all about. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note. Tell us what is your experience about true reverence. You know, you can tell us. Send a WhatsApp and a voice note, 0826572729. 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note there and give us a shout via the line here in studio directly, 012-334-1322.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.